You've got questions? We've got answers. Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, answering the questions new leaders ask us. Actually, my goal is to help all leaders become more productive, successful, and confident. Today, we're talking about how to motivate our teams toward their goals. Are you ready? Let's go. Here is the question that we received. Is there a good way to get a team motivated toward goals when each individual member has such different goals? Well, let's start with this because there's two different kinds of teams. First of all, there are teams like basketball teams and soccer teams. Now, these are interdependent teams. These are teams where every player needs to, for the most part, needs to be able to do all the stuff. Now, in soccer, we've got the specialist that's the goalie, or in hockey, same thing. But let's just take the rest of the players or the basketball team. Everyone has to be able to do all the stuff. Everyone has to be able to dribble. Everyone has to be able to shoot. Everyone has to be able to pass. Everyone ought to be able to rebound, etc. Now, we can have people who are better at some of those things than others, but everyone has to be able to do all the stuff, and they are truly interdependent on the team. Now, there's a second kind of team that's more like a track and field team. Now, a track and field team is what I will call an independent team. Here's what we've got. We've got sprinters, and we've got long jumpers, we've got pole vaulters, and we've got hurdlers, and we've got shot putters. And they're not going to practice the same stuff. They're not going to do the same stuff. When they do well, the whole team does well, but they're doing their own thing, independent team. Now, I think from the question, as it states, each team member has different goals, that you might have more of an independent team. Totally fine. But the rest of the question implies, how do I get everybody on board? Now, I think there's a couple of things that you can do. One is help everyone see the big picture. So how everyone sees how the work that they do fits into the bigger picture. Yes, so I may be doing this, and you may be doing this, and someone else is doing this over here, but they all are in the same umbrella. So when people see how what they do helps each other, it's a very valuable thing. So that big picture thing is huge. The second thing is, as we build relationships between the team members, once we understand the big picture, once people start to get to know each other better, they're more apt to, willing to, interested in helping each other reach those individual things. So once we know where we're headed collectively, even if my individual thing is different, if I have a relationship with those other team members, I'm more likely, no guarantee, but more likely to be open to and interested in helping them, or I see a way that what I could do could impact their success. That's really what we ought to do. And so when we do those things, we've got a better chance of getting our team moving in the direction of the overall goals, as well as recognizing their individual goals. So let me close, or almost close today, with a tweet for you. In order for individuals to support team goals, they must be committed to the team and understand those goals. Now, I hope my answer to this question was helpful to you today. And if it was, I hope you'll share it with other people, with all of your social media magic, etc. But beyond that, I hope that if this was helpful, you'll explore the rest of this site, where there are resources, both paid and otherwise, to help you on your transition from being an individual contributor to being a successful leader, truly on your transition from bud to boss.